Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Michael Monshaw, a member of the province of St. Albert the Great, who teaches homiletics at St. Paul's Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Father Michael's preaching is entitled, What's in a Name?
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord. Today is the feast of the Holy Name of Mary. The reference to a name, in this instance Mary's name, reminds me of how astonished I was some years ago, when my grandmother died, to hear how many different names people used for her at her wake. It took me off guard at first once I started listening. There was a family that lived next door that had two little children not yet in school, and they were fond of my grandmother, and their parents had formed these youngsters to call my grandma Aunt Lil. Her name was Lillian, and they didn't want the youngsters calling an elder just by their first name, so they, that evening, decided it was time to teach the children about death, so they came to say goodbye to Aunt Lil. There were 12 of us there who were referring to her as Grandma. There were 4 who called her Mother. I was remembering there had been a man, my grandfather, who had called her Wife, and her parents, who were long gone, of course, their beloved daughter. But it went on and on. Her pastor arrived and looked down at her remains and said, "This was one of my best parishioners." A woman named Ruth made her way into the funeral parlor and went up to my grandmother's casket and looked down at her and shook her hands and said, "Here was my best friend." And as the evening unfolded, I'm listening to all these different names that people were using for that one woman, my grandmother, and it began to dawn on me that the name or the words that people used to call Grandma were actually symbols that represented the expectations that they had of one another. I think of Ruth, her best friend. Ruth and her husband were living next door to my grandparents when, in both households, they were bringing up their children. Now, Ruth and my grandmother both had what I think today's woman might call a high-maintenance husband, and each had a house full of youngsters, one or two who required a bit extra attention. You know, it occurred to me, for as close as I was to my grandmother, she must have talked about things with Ruth, her best friend, things that I couldn't even begin to imagine. That name, best friend, represented a certain intimacy and openness between them that wasn't reproduced with anyone else, I imagine. That evening, I was very impressed with how important names are and what they can represent in our lives. Our Lord knows this, of course, and he has many different names for us. I'm remembering some years ago when Desert Storm broke out. I have a friend who's a priest who went to a prayer service that evening, and as they were coming out of the church, There were TV cameras waiting to interview people coming out of church later the day that war had broken out, and a reporter put his microphone in front of my friend's face and said, "What were you doing in church this evening? Were you hoping that by praying you'd hear that there was a miraculous end to the war this evening?" And my friend said, "No, I don't think that." He said, "I have a feeling that we gathered here to pray to the Prince of Peace this evening. And simply by calling upon Christ as the Prince of Peace, I think our hope was that each of us would be more radically converted to peace ourselves. And as more deeply committed to the cause of peace, more deeply in love with peace itself, because we called our Lord the Prince of Peace, we'd come out of here as agents of peace, perhaps in some way influencing our communities, the greater world, to be more committed to peace." Today is the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, in which we celebrate Mary herself under her name, and this reminds us that in the tradition of the Church, we have a long, long list of names for her. One of the earliest in the Church, of course, was the Mother of God, the Empress of the Universe. But other names represent values, mysteries that we'd want to grow in. When we turn to Mary as the Queen of Peace, simply by calling upon her by that name, we are being converted into a greater love of peace, into being greater agents of peace ourselves. When we call her Mother of Mercy, we can't really use the name Mother of Mercy without somehow ourselves being moved to being more merciful. The Sorrowful Mother, when we call upon Mary by that name, it reminds us of a mother who lost a son at the hands of violent soldiers and moves us in some way to a greater compassion for those who face torture, imprisonment, whatever the harsh situation it is that comes to mind. And so, with the many names for Mary that we have in our Catholic tradition, it probably behooves us to ask ourselves, what's my favorite name for Mary? Or what is a set of names for Mary that somehow enter into my devotional life? What are the names that you use? What are the names you typically use when you turn to Mary? Listen to those names. Our Lady of Joy, Mary standing at the cross, Mary, the homeless mother. Recite the names, perhaps even out loud, that are your favorite names for Mary. And then ask yourself, what does your use of that name for her call you to become?